Hey there. Good morning. I'm in here, goofball. Under your covers.
Ta-da! Good morning, neighbor. As you can see, I'm travel-sized. That's how I managed to get in here so quietly. I decided just to vanish my body away and transport myself into your bed. Or I guess teleport would be a better term. And you know, thanks for helping me out yesterday. It's so neighborly of you to help me with my backyard. I guess I'm starting to feel better about living around you mortals. I guess there are shortcuts to moving dirt around, but it can be a lot nicer to see a man do it. Especially on a day where I don't feel like having arms attached. Yes, I'm just my head and my neck stump. You can lift me. Ah, light, aren't I? You ask a lot of questions. I guess that's understandable. My body technically still exists. I'm not technically without a body. I just instructed the universe to put it in a neutral realm. I suppose that would be a good way to describe it. What I do is like programming a computer, but that computer is physics. It's capable of a lot of things. You just need to ask in exactly the right way. Oh, yeah. Yeah, I told you this. I change my body around all the time. You know, one day you're going to come over to my house for a little wine or a little coffee, and I'll have four arms. Hey, having four arms is fun. Once you get used to your brain filling in the neutral gaps, you feel so strong. Imagine me coming behind you in the shower and holding you with all four. Or maybe you'd like to see me with four tits. I mean, you men love tits, right? So what exactly were you doing in bed at 10 a.m.? Were you playing with yourself? Imagining me popping your dick off your pelvis and sucking it again? Aw, I'm just joking. In fact, you could play with me. You could... kissing the bottom of my neck, that's... Oh, there's like a nerve spot there. It kind of feels like you're touching my ass if you... Oh, hey, don't laugh. You liked it when I took you apart the first time we met. And don't act like me having no body means I can't do any tricks. You know, having arms and legs sometimes just feels like a luxury. At night, I kind of just leave them off. Okay, I joke. Not every night. But when you levitate stuff around, teleport, that sort of thing, you don't always need arms and legs, huh? At least that's my justification. Yes, really, no mocking. Or I'll really wake you up. All right, want to see a trick? Set me down, move those sheets, and show me what's between your legs. Oh God, the look on your face. I mean, you weren't using it, so you didn't really need a dick at this exact moment. You like that blank spot there? You know, I never thought I'd meet a guy who's so relaxed and awed about seeing his cock vanish. I figured that was a horror trope of some kind. I guess maybe you understand that manhood goes well beyond that, huh? Or maybe I find it so strange because I've had a cock myself several times before. Oh, that's an amusing expression. Of course I've given myself a cock. I could actually give you a pussy if you want. Okay. You want to see something weird? Move over and bring that bedsheet up to my chin. Cover my neck stump. Now, pull the sheet back. Ta-da! What? What did you expect? I don't need my arms and legs yet. Now, does that down there look familiar to you? That's right. That's your cock. Well, I guess it's my cock for the moment. I actually really like it from this angle. Maybe I'll keep it for a bit? I loved playing with it when it was attached to you. But maybe you could suck it? Hey! You weren't supposed to say that you've already sucked your own cock. Jeez, I almost forgot about that self-suck voodoo you pulled. This is supposed to spook you, not make you laugh. You are a pretty weird mortal. So, why don't you... Oh, wow. Oh, I knew you'd know exactly how to do it, but... Oh, my goodness. Oh, your mouth is like... Like heaven. Oh, yes. Oh, just right there. Mm. Oh, that tongue. Oh, yeah. Mm. That's it. Oh. Like that. Mm. Oh, your lips, how are your lips so soft? Mm. Mm. Oh, yeah. Oh, God, why don't you... You know, it's your cock. I get it. You've proven it. Oh, why don't you take it back? Yeah. Just pull on it. Oh, God. Are you going to... Oh, oh, the mouth. All I can do is squirm. God damn. I can't... Oh. Hey. Okay, put it back on you. Just stick it back on. Oh, God. Okay, whew, I can think a little bit. Jesus, you are good at sucking that cock of yours. Why don't you let me give it a try for a little bit? Take my head off. Come on. Yes. Just pull. Oh, fuck. Okay. Bring me closer. Let me suck your cock. Mm. Mm. Oh, it's okay. Keep going a little more. Bring me in and out. Touching my neck stump there. Fuck. Okay, just fuck me. Fuck that torso of mine. Oh, just set my head on your bedside table and let me watch you fuck my torso. Oh, God. Oh, yeah. That's it. Oh, slam the cock into my torso. Oh, yeah. Grab my tits as you fuck me. Oh, God, yes. Oh, pound it inside me. Fuck, that feels so good. God, I love watching it from this angle. Yes. Oh, just smack into me. Oh, there's no legs to get in the way. Oh, yeah. Oh, just fucking grab me and pound me down onto that cock. Oh, yeah. That's it. Oh, fuck. Harder. Harder and deeper. That's it. Oh, God. Oh, yes. Slam it inside me. Slam it harder. Oh, it feels so good. You're just using my torso like a fleshlight. That's it. Oh, pound it. Pound it inside me. Oh, God, I love that sound of flesh smacking. Oh, fuck. I love watching you fuck my body. Ah, yeah. God, look at the way my tits bounce. Oh, the epic. Yes. Oh, God, yes. That's it. Oh, fuck me. Yes. Oh, yeah. Oh, God. I'm getting so close. Oh, God. Oh, you're gonna make me come. Yeah. Yes. 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 Oh, God, yes. Come inside me. Come inside me. Fill me up. Oh, God, yes. Oh, fuck. You know what? You're the best mortal I've met. No, really, I mean it. To be honest, I still don't understand how you're not afraid of me. Or so supplicating that you bore me. Maybe you would like me to install a portal door in your bedroom? You know, so we can visit each other. I'm pretty good at cross-dimensional space. It would kinda be like moving in together, but somehow not. I mean, we seem to make each other fall apart quite a lot now. What do you think?